This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, including down in the Caribbean. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for what they do, keeping us free and safe. Thank you very much. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, and the taxi and bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Find out all the stuff that's going on over there. Now, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time for the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because the great United States of America was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, probably the lead story tonight is a combination of a couple of things, but it's all related. The president has said that there are many options short of war with Iran. And, of course, Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia, and he has said that the attack on Saudi Arabia was, in fact, an act of war. I don't think you'll get any arguments from anybody there anywhere in the country. But the president said that there were many options short of war with Iran, and the U.S. ally Saudi Arabia displayed remnants of drones and the cruise missiles that it said were used in the attack on its oil sites that was unquestionably sponsored by Tehran. Now, the ultimate option and the options that they're looking at right now are putting on a lot more stricter sanctions as they build the case against Iran, and that's exactly what they're doing. They've invited other countries to come in and the UN to take a look at these missiles and the parts and the pieces and whatnot to see where it came from. And there is no doubt whatsoever that these came from Iran, right?
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, the president, of course, the Secretary of State has said it's an act of war. The president concurs with that, of course. But the idea of the different options, the president, I think, is trying to make sure that there's not the impression there's going to be some immediate action taken, but that there will be this building up of the case, just as we saw back during the first Gulf War, for example, because the stakes are so high in the region. Everybody knows that if Iran there's some kind of retaliatory measure against them, it could open up a much larger conflict in that region, and I think the president wants to have everything in order before anything happens. And of course, Saudi Arabia is the one that was attacked, and so they would be the ones to need to respond, but of course we could be drawn into this very, very quickly.
Well, Iran wants to draw us into this because they want to get the world supply of oil shut down and lowered so that they can price will jump way up in the air, because Iran has publicly stated many, many times, going back as many as 20 years ago, that they needed oil at $100 a barrel for them to make money because of the fact that they have a grade of oil that takes a little bit more to refine, so it costs them more to produce whatever that they have. So they need a higher price for oil to be able to make money on their end, whereas the Saudis don't, and the rest of the oil countries and the producing countries in the Middle East don't. But that leads us to the statement that we are energy self-sufficient and don't need any more oil from the Middle East, which means the oil could do whatever it wants to do over there, and it has no bearing on us. It would be left up to the Gulf states and Europe to solve the problem.
Well, right, yeah, and I've said for a long time that, you know, the United States could have any foreign policy it wants in the Middle East if we don't have to rely on Middle East oil. That has been a cloud hanging over our head for decades after decades. And so you're right, there is a lot to the idea that now the United States is the largest oil producer, this kind of thing, and that really does mean something. But, of course, our ally Israel in the region would easily be drawn into this kind of conflict. They would be outright attacked by Iran, and so it could get very nasty very, very quickly, and that's why I think the president wants to make sure that he has the world behind him and the world behind this mission.
Now, clearly, we know that sanctions alone will not solve the problem. Clearly, we know that. That's number one. And number two, we know that the president is playing this right along the lines and similar to what George W. Bush did before he went into Kuwait, remember?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They did the same thing with Iraq at that time and Saddam Hussein. But what's amazing here is that the Iranian leaders, okay, will be given visas to attend the UN, provided by the U.S., by the way, provided they will agree to meet with our president.
Right, and I think the president the other day said he had no interest at this time anyway.
The Iranian leader did.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the president. I believe it was the exalted one, the Ayman al-Khomeini. I believe that's who that was, wasn't it?
Right. I think you're right about that. But generally speaking, of course, President Trump typically is happy to meet with just about anybody, only because that's his style.
Now, the other part of this equation is a gentleman by the name of Robert O'Brien, who I'm not familiar with, who was the hostage negotiator for the United States on the different people that have been captured in different places. Robert O'Brien was named the new national security advisor. We'll see how that works out.
Yes, exactly. Well, he's very close to Trump, so we'll see.
All right, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kathy's going to take us to break. If you've got any questions, she's going to give you the phone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. We appreciate that. That's Kyle Warren. He's on the telephone line. I'll be right to him in a minute. But I got to let everybody know that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I take Relief Factor. I am a customer. I have been for about 3.5 years now. And if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, like I have been because of the arthritis I have, I take Relief Factor. It also works for back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, elbow pain, knee pain, whatever kind of pain you've got, and muscle aches too. And by the way, before I started the show tonight, I took a packet, and because my we had some rain come through here, and my wrists, which I've broken both of them before, were like aching a little bit. So I took them, and the ache stopped. It's that simple. That's what it does. And there's no narcotics in it. It's all natural. So if you want an all-natural pain reliever that actually works, and by the way, 75% of the people that take this stay on it. Now, you can try the $19.95 3-week quick start. That's what it costs, plus shipping and handling. You'll have it in about 3 to 5 days. And all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain for the 3-week quick start, $19.95 plus shipping and handling. It costs about $25, $27, something like that, whatever. But it's a 3-week quick start. And see what it does for you. Follow the instructions. Don't shortcut it. Take it exactly the way it says to and see if it doesn't bring you relief. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Captain. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Catwoman and Road Dog are saying hello. They're down in Laredo. They're saying they're just leaving out, going to Lafayette, watching the rain and the stock market and fuel. Yep, I bet they are. And they're going to be listening tonight. Catwoman's driving on the way out. Road Dog's headed to bed. Hello to both of them. And we hope that they have a safe trip.
Absolutely, yeah. Be careful out there.
Yeah, and they're going to have to go through the weather, which we'll be talking about here in about 25 minutes. I'll be getting into the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And by the way, folks, if you are watching the tropics, we do have a tropical storm now in the tropics coming in the general direction following the path that Dorian was on, fairly close anyway. And two more, one on either side of that tropical storm, waves that are in there that could become something or couldn't become something. We'll just wait and see. Okay, so Kyle, back to what we were talking about there. We have a new national security advisor. The president says there's many options short of war, and there is going to be a substantial increase in Iran sanctions starting right now.
Absolutely. And this new national security advisor the president's appointing is Robert O'Brien, who's the chief hostage negotiator. He's also been established in the Republican Party as well for a long time. It's interesting because as President Trump was talking about O'Brien, I noticed that several times the president made reference to how well he knew O'Brien and so forth. And I think, Captain, that's very telling because there was, of course, a contentious relationship, from what we understand, to a great degree, between John Bolton and the president, and others, even in the White House. And so I think the president perhaps is looking to someone who he feels he can trust, that he's very comfortable with, because when you're national security advisor, there's a lot of bad news that you have to deliver to the president of the United States. And we're embarking into a time period, I think, because of what we've seen happen with Iran and the attack on Saudi Arabia, that that there's going to be a lot going on, and the president's going to have to surround himself with people who he trusts and is comfortable with.
Speaking of bad news, Breitbart is reporting that the Democrats are 43 votes of having enough votes to vote impeachment in the House of proceedings. That's number one. And number two, Nancy Pelosi has come out behind closed doors, reportedly, and trashed Jerry Nadler's committee on the impeachment process.
Well, exactly. Yeah, they've got, 175 votes so far in the House that they would want to vote for impeachment or to have the inquiry and this kind of thing. So, yes, they could try to arm twist and see what they could do to the other 43. But you're right. Nancy Pelosi knows that this is a lose-lose situation for the Democrats. Jerry Nadler, on the other hand, continues to, well, connive any way that he can because he seems to be fixated, obsessed, you know, just pick your, psychiatric term for what he's doing to the detriment completely of the
Well, let's establish something right now. Jerry Nadler is operating to the beat of his own drum, but he is being helped along by the likes of Van Jones and what he does with his PAC, and Valerie Jarrett and what she's doing on behalf of the Obama folks that are in the middle of all this, that are pushing this narrative.
Well, yes.
That's what's going on.
Well, and at the same time, though, I mean, it's almost, I think one of the people on Capitol Hill the other day said, I double dog dare you to impeach the president. Well, I would kind of echo that because this is just going to be a major disaster. In fact, nowadays, of course, it's a resounding thought that impeachment of President Clinton strengthened him. He came back. He was easily more successful after that. But it's just not going to go the way that the Democrats think. We're coming into an election year. We're very close to turning the page into 2020 proper. And to simply try to go after the president and not try to simply win the election, which is the American way, by the way, they're just setting themselves up for a major catastrophe. I think Nadler knows that, but I think Pelosi really understands that.
Yeah, and Alan Nebraska is chiming in saying that his gas has jumped 10 cents a gallon. It jumped 20 cents a gallon in my backyard, but it backed off 14 cents let's see, 14 cents, backed up, no, backed off 9 cents yesterday. So oil is not, you know, it's not going up as rapidly as what some people were saying it was.
Well, right, and Saudi Arabia has tried to make it very clear very quickly that they're going to be back up to full production, essentially.
They said by the end of the month.
By the end of the month, exactly.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and at the same time, the president and I think even other countries talked about their own petroleum reserves. In our case, it's the strategic petroleum reserve, in order to get out in front of that kind of thing, because like you said, Captain, the Iranians are trying to drive up the price. They're trying to create market chaos. And that's a good response to give them.
Now,
so then we can do it.
Now, Benjamin Netanyahu may be trailing still. He still has the opportunity to put together a government, but he may not be done as far as the prime minister of Israel, because there's still a possibility that there's another party in there where somebody could be a kingmaker out of that. And literally either keep Netanyahu in power as prime minister as he puts his coalition together, or put the other party in the blue and white.
Well, right, and the leader of that third party, I think, Lieberman, he was sort of a protege of Netanyahu, so he would, one might think, might lean towards Netanyahu to some degree, but also there's going to be another thing in the mix here, and that is the Arab parties as well, so that could have a factor in this, but of course, right now, we're looking at what's happening in the region, and some of these political pressures may come to bear, and the idea of trying to make major change at this time, when Netanyahu has the experience and has a lot of the background in defending Israel up to this point, they may not want to make a change just right now, and they may be able to come to some degree.
Now, where was the president yesterday? Do you know?
Oh, he was in my backyard.
Yeah, he was on the border, and he was talking about the border wall, and he was standing right there watching it. They were talking about the design of the wall. They had world-class mountain climbers that they chose, the person that they had the most trouble with trying to get over. That's number one. And number two, it has a certain way of being built that the heat radiates and makes it warmer during the daytime, to where when you try to climb that thing, you are actually going to burn yourself.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, this is, you know, again, with the president's, one of his main promises for the campaign, but now we're starting to see it become realized even to a small degree as it is right now. But see, that's the thing. The idea that you can protect your border is just fundamental to the idea of national sovereignty, whether it's the United States of America or Norway or any other country on the face of the earth. They need to be able to protect their border. And especially when you come up with these kinds of design elements to make it such that people don't try to get up on a tall wall where they could also be hurt to a great degree.
And we'll be talking about Pocahontas and Company here in just a second, but it's been dispelled now that there was a report that she had 30,000 people at one of her rallies. It was 3,000.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, she wants to compare crowd sizes to Trump. That's
not going to happen. Never going to happen. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And by the way, we will talk about a few polls that are out there, including one down here in Florida that shows, and this is shades of 2016 again, that shows that President Trump is tied with the competition down here, beating them barely, but tied with them for the most part. And we'll get into all that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com, that's BlackRifleRealEstate.com. BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has hit Iran with new sanctions as retaliation for those weekend attacks on the Saudi oil production facilities. He says the evidence still points to Iran as the culprit, and he's weighing the U.S. response.
There are many options, and there's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that. And we'll see. We're in a very powerful position.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says Iran is intentionally attacking the world economy.
This attack on the oil refinery, by any reasonable definition, is an act of war. It is attacking the world economy, the stability of the oil markets throughout the world. And in addition to attacking a refinery in Saudi Arabia, the Iranians are increasing enrichment, putting them closer to a bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Oh, yeah, a little Bob Seger bringing us back in there. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, you can always find out more about Geico by going to their website, Geico, GEICO.com. And Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, including myself and over 21 million other drivers. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for everything you own, just about everything you own. Certainly your truck and your car that you're driving, or your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, your wave runner or Sea-Doo or Ski-Doo as well. And they can also help you find homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agency. So trot on over to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, G-E-I-C-O .com to find out more, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
When you talk about political campaigns, there is a poll, again, in Florida, that shows that Donald Trump barely beats Elizabeth Warren and is tied with Bernie, tied with Biden. But we saw this in 2016. Matter of fact, we even saw polls right up until Election Day that said that Donald Trump was going to lose Florida to Hillary, and I didn't buy any of it because of the enthusiasm and the crowds I kept seeing. And we still see, every time he comes to the Florida area, doesn't matter where he goes, tens of thousands of people are trying to get inside the arena.
That's right. And those are Trump supporters or people who want to hear what President Trump is saying.
That's right.
And, so these, especially when you look at these polls and this far out from the election, also, there's no defined opponent. There are possible opponents, but there's no defined opponent. So, a lot of times these kinds of polls, aren't really all that, illustrative, I think. But there's another side to it as well, Captain. Do you remember back in the days when Richard Nixon was running, and people would say things like, I don't know anyone who voted for Nixon, but yet Nixon won handily twice. And so I think a similar thing happens with President Trump, because you do have this thing out there where if you are somehow associated with supporting the president in social circles and so forth, you could pay a real price for that. And so I think a lot of people just don't say what they really think in many ways, but they do come out to these rallies. Yeah.
Well, I want you to listen to Joe Biden talking about the child tax credit, obviously talking about the economy and taxes and this, that, and the other. But I want you to listen to what he had to say, and then you tell me what's wrong.
You get a tax break for a racehorse. Why in God's name couldn't we provide an $8,000 tax credit for everybody who has child care costs? It would put 720 million women back in the workforce. It would increase the GDP, to sound like a wonk here, by about 0.8%. It would grow the economy.
What's wrong with that statement?
Well, for one thing, the entire population of the United States is much more like 390 million. I don't know where these 720 million women are coming from.
So, once again, he's got his facts wrong.
Oh, well, sure. Yeah, Joe Biden is having a lot of trouble. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and even Morning Joe is chiming in about all of this sort of stuff. But Morning Joe, of course, got onto it about Corey Lewandowski. He didn't care for Corey acting the way he did.
Well,
it was a circus. Kurt Bardella, throughout the day, he was a mini Trump. You can speak to Corey Lewandowski in real life, and often you can see someone who doesn't seem like Trump. But in front of the cameras, he was playing for an audience of one. He was rude. He was insolent. He was stonewalling, and then ultimately was revealed to be a liar after being shown that he went on a national TV show, Ari Melber's, It's Not Like a Camera, was shoved in his face, and he chose to lie to the American people.
Okay, he didn't lie to anybody. The liar is the one doing the talking, Mika. And this other crap that's going on, every time they throw a bunch of wild accusations out there, they're the ones that are doing the lying.
Well, yeah, and, you know, how many times does somebody have to be drugged before Congress for another hearing where they're trying to literally find anything and including splitting hairs if they have to in order to find something that they can have their aha, eureka moment about, finally, the president, we're going to impeach the president now, you know, and it's getting old, and I think Lewandowski was actually responding in many ways. I think the way that a lot of people out there feel, like, will the Congress, the Democrats in Congress, move on and actually do things for the country rather than this kind of continued witch hunt? They've been stymied at every single time, Captain, but they don't learn.
Well, he was not being smug. He was being honest, and he said things that, you know, he might have had a little fun with Swalwell calling him president.
Right. Yeah.
But here's the deal. We've got some political problems going on north of the border right now with Justin Trudeau, the Canadian leader, and the fact that he wound up having brown face, which has now been discovered back years ago, which is may have a bearing on what happens with the Canadian elections coming up.
Right. This was discovered in a yearbook for the school that he was teaching at back in 2001, and it was some kind of a gala that was Arabian Night-themed gala, and that picture exists on a page in that yearbook, and it was found, and it's a pretty elaborate costume that he had. But he's saying now that he realizes it was a racist thing to do. At the time, it didn't seem that way, basically paraphrasing him. But he says, but now we know better, this kind of thing. So, yeah, we'll see what kind of an impact that this might have.
Now, North Korea has had a nuclear program for a number of years, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And there is a report that has come out right now stating that North Korea could very easily have as many as 40 nuclear warheads in their arsenal by the end of next year.
That is staggering, and that is...
And I don't doubt it for a second.
No, not at all. And we, of course, know that they've done testing and various success rates of those tests and so forth. But the idea, though, is to try to deliver those weapons. They can't drive a truck somewhere. I guess they could to some degree in South Korea, but the idea being that they want to be able to hit targets very far away, especially the United States. So that's what we've been seeing them doing with these missiles. And, of course, also all of the tantrums that we've seen from North Korea because the president didn't want to shut down some of the war games and these kinds of things that absolutely just make Kim Jong-un very upset. But in light of all that, Captain, Kim Jong-un is obviously under a lot of pressure would be well put to try to open up North Korea to try to bring a halt to the hostilities there and try to make his country better. I don't know if he could ever accomplish that. Maybe he's not the right person.
Now, we're starting to see the squad is starting to get some challenges put against them, challengers coming against them on their own party. For example, AOC has now got a primary challenger on the Democratic side who's pretty well qualified to go against her. She is having a problem with her empty promises that she's given nothing back to the people in her district, which is just a factually correct statement. But the Republican challenger also looks very good. So AOC is going to have her hands full. Tlaib, we know, it's getting a challenger there. Omar has got a very, very good, solid candidate going up against her, a 20-year Minneapolis police officer and a 27-year military veteran with two tours in Iraq.
Yeah, exactly right. And one of the things, of course, I'm sure that they, in these different districts, they're probably true believers who believe that what AOC and Omar are doing are somehow valiant things to do, which they're not, of course.
They're not bringing home the bacon.
But they're not bringing home the bacon,
nope.
And they're ignoring their constituencies. And, in fact, AOC's Democrat challenger is talking about those kinds of things, saying they want real results, not empty promises. And that person's name is Badrun Khan, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Uh-huh.
And then the Republican challenger, who is looking to turn the seat, of course, there in the New York 14, is a person named Ruth Papazian,
uh-huh.
If I'm pronouncing that correctly. And she also is pointing out the idea that that the people of the East Bronx and Northwest Queens, you know, that they are looking for someone who actually is going to represent them, because AOC and Omar and Tlaib believe that they got elected to become the leaders of the party and have this big national platform and just leave all the constituency behind. And I think it'll come back to bite them.
I totally agree, because they have not delivered, as I said, they've not brought home the bacon. All right, well, here comes the music, so we're going to let you go, and we will be back again tomorrow night with you.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him very much, and we appreciate you, and we're going to be right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, so don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, the highway junkie song to start out this hour's Truckers Highway and Byron Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Just stop into those brand new Pilot travel centers and see what I'm talking about when I tell you it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Okie dokie, here we go. Continued heavy rain for portions of Texas and Louisiana today as that tropical storm continues to work its way inland and to the north, headed up into eventually Oklahoma, Arkansas, and the eastern part of Texas. Now, there will be isolated areas that will receive as much as, are you ready for this, 25 inches of rain. And flash flood watches are in effect. Now, that rain is going to be predominantly closer to the coast, especially in the Houston, Texas area, and to the east and northeast of Houston into Louisiana, where they currently have flood warnings and flood watches up and evacuations underway, because it is really, really, really coming down in literally buckets right now tonight. Has been all day yesterday and today. So the rain starts out southwest Louisiana, goes all the way from the Gulf inside the western portion of Louisiana to the state line of Arkansas, and then in Texas, it's pretty much from the state line through Beaumont, through Houston, over to Galveston, and in a straight line north up towards just to the east of the Dallas Metroplex right now, and up towards Texarkana. You'll probably have some serious rain up in that area because it is moving in that direction. But again, I-10 and closer to the Gulf, there are areas where there will be as much as 25 inches of rain. And there isn't any area in Texas that can take that kind of rain, let alone the 10 to 15 inches that is going to average through a lot of the areas in the rain zone as this tropical storm continues to move from south to north, and it's already on shore, so the rain is going to be there. Now, let's back up and go over towards Florida, because tonight on the east coast of Florida, you've got some fog along I-95, starting down around Fort Pierce, and then sporadically up through Daytona. And then when you get up into Jacksonville area, you'll have some fog up there around the Jacksonville area, I-95, I-295 as well. And then after that, you're looking pretty good going up all the way to well, let's see, about Massachusetts, where you're going to run into where you're going to need to have your coat, because in the mountains of Massachusetts and Vermont and New Hampshire and upstate New York and the Adirondacks, as well as most of Maine tonight, you've got frost advisory. And in Maine and the northern part of New Hampshire, you have a hard freeze advisory tonight up in those areas, so be advised of that. Now, coming over to the west, you will find more rain. Right now across Iowa, you do have some flash flood watches and warnings just south of Omaha in Nebraska tonight, right along the state line with Iowa, so be advised of that. And there is some heavy rain in that area, as it's pretty much got I-80 blanketed all the way across to the eastern part of the state. And then the western half of Iowa is currently raining. There's a little bit of rain which is now drifting its way into the southwestern corner of Wisconsin and the southeastern corner of Minnesota. So be advised of that right now. That's where the rain is tonight. And then coming out to the west in the central part of Wyoming tonight, around, well, between Laramie and Cheyenne, you've got a fire threat advisory there, so be careful up there. Idaho, looking pretty good tonight. Washington State, Oregon, looking pretty good tonight. Montana, looking good. Don't see anything to bother you. North and South Dakota, scattered showers again in South Dakota, but other than that, not bad. And Colorado, you're looking good tonight. And New Mexico, you're looking good. Flash, let's see here. You've got a fire threat advisory tonight in the southwestern corner of Utah tonight. So that will be coming up I-15. Be careful there when you get into Utah coming over from Nevada. And then in the northwestern and western part along I-40 of Arizona from Flagstaff over to Kingman, you've got a fire threat advisory, too, that also runs up to the northwest towards the Las Vegas and the Idaho borders. So be careful there. And you've got a fire threat advisory today. Right now, it looks like it's up in the northern part of the San Bernardino Mountains. So be careful there as well. Now, again, getting back to the pilots and the Flying J's, you know, Nelson kids about it, but they don't have to do what they do. He stops and he gets himself a free cup of coffee, tells them, you know, about the Captain's America Third Watch show. And several times I've gotten reports that they're listening to the radio show up there at night, as well as other truck stops around the country where we talk about them, and we appreciate everybody doing that. And again, the pilots and the Flying J's, the pilots, when they expanded and they bought a truck stop chain and they made the pilot travel centers, they put some really good places in them. No longer do you get the bag of chips and the hot dog and the soda pop or the coffee and you're out the door. Now you can find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's, or a Cinnabon. Any one of those might be in any pilot that you might run across, as well as a Huddle House or Moe's Southwest Grill or even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, too. It's all possible at your brand new pilot travel centers and your Flying J truck stops, because they've really gone in and taken care of things to compete with the other truck stops that are out there, because they all did the same thing too, if you remember right. So there you go. But pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They definitely have got you in mind with the latest series of things that they did. Now, coming up right after the top of the hour news, we'll have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. She's going to be delivering some shouts out to some folks, if you will. And also, thanks a lot again. Let's see, Margie, hello to you. George, hello to you. Alyssa, hello to you. April, hello to you. Antoinette, hello to you. Linda, LJ, hello to you. Barb, hello to you. Rick, how you doing there, Rick? I haven't heard from you in a long time. That's Rick the Marine, so we appreciate him. And Major Mac over in Germany is chiming in. He's telling us that the party's starting. Okay, well, I hear you. It's daytime over there where he's at, though, right about now. So he's party starting in the daytime, I guess, for him. And hello to Mike. And hello to Lori, and hello to Nika, and appreciate all you guys chiming in. And, of course, Dave, old Dave up there in Indiana, appreciate him very much, too. So there you go. That takes care of everybody who's chimed in so far this hour, and we do appreciate you. And when you do, we'll give a simple shout-out. That's what we do, so that's part of what we do here in the program. We the people, remember, it's all about we. We the people on this program. There is no I, me, or mine what we do, and that's why we're successful in what we do, and we just have a good time doing it. All right, coming back, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, will be with us in this segment, and lots more coming your way. We're going to take another look at the weather, of course, about an hour from now, and see what's going on. It's an ever-changing situation with all that rain, with that tropical storm. Plus, we're going to tell you about two more systems that could be coming our way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.